May I have a roll call, please?
Yeah. Citizen Gorson?
Here.
Citizen Gert?
Here.
Citizen Campos?
Here.
Citizen Tracy Pooler? Pearl?
Pearl?
Good
try.
Prue.
Here, yeah.
Citizen Campbell.
Here.
Citizen Jackson.
Here.
And Citizen Dexter.
Here.
All right.
Oh, we have to get someone named Kane, just so we can say it out loud.
We're on the agenda for next time. Item two, approve the agenda of October 17th, 2016. Is there a motion?
Well, there's a change to it.
There is a change, you're right, thank you. We're going to be removing item 7B and postponing that to a future agenda.
Okay.
Any other changes? I have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Item 3, oral communication. Would any member of the audience like to address this commission on an item not on this evening's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item 4, the consent agenda. There's one item, approve the minutes of September 19th, 2016. Is there a motion?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Item 5, member reports. There's some members that have some reports today.
I'll give a quick Capitola update. On Thursday, the panel is meeting to interview and decide on the architect for our new branch. There was a group of people who looked at the many pages of the RFQ that were returned. There were 6 firms who returned the RFQ, and so we were all very happy with that. And 3 of them were invited to come to the final interview panel. And I'm on the interview panel, so I'm really excited about it. All 3 are good. So there's no lose in this at all. It'll be exciting.
I was on the panel, and what I was so thrilled by is there was just general agreement about who to interview.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you going to be there at the final interviews?
Yeah.
Good.
Would any other members like to report?
I'll just report a little bit. We're busy as little bees putting up a new website in a couple weeks, probably. We have a volunteer who's like runs a business, so he's it's great. And a group of us met today with some citizens and county people and Susan, and to talk about kind of try to imagine what the other space was going to be like. This acre that's across the creek. So that was really fun. I thought it was productive. And we're not quite there yet, but we're getting really close. So stay tuned for that report.
Great.
I have an event coming up at Scotts Valley. But just don't ask me any questions about it, because I don't know if you talk about it. On the 22nd, they're having a fundraiser where they are selling tickets to raffle off I don't know if raffle, if that's the word you're allowed to use legally or whatever, but you know what I mean. A handmade quilt that is raising money to go to a foster care program, and our local assemblyman, Mark Stone, will be there as well. And I just think I'm going to try and make it. I think it would be a nice thing to go to. So
Saturday?
The 22nd.
Yeah,
at 4 o'clock.
And at the library?
At the Scotts Valley Library.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to item 6, the library director report.
Life has been busy.
Yeah.
We are working hard. I think you can tell from the conversation already that Felton and Capitola are moving quickly. And then we'll do some design work, and then we'll go into the permitting process. So it's going to be a hurry up and wait. The county is pulling together a group of people to talk about the county's smaller projects. The city of Santa Cruz is hiring Group 4 to do a conceptual design. It's a really, really super high level for the city of Santa Cruz. There is discussion of potentially moving the physical site of the current downtown library. Strategic planning, you'll hear a lot about from Janice. We had our staff day on a week ago Monday, and both Cindy and Martha and Nancy came.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you may want to comment on that. It was my first chance to really spend the day with the staff. We included in your packet part of my presentation. I come from an organization that did sort of a state of the library every year. And so what we tried to do is just sort of set the tone for what's going on, both financially and from a statistics and use standpoint in the library, as well as talking about sort of some major trends that are happening with the staff. I think it was a good day.
I just want to chime in and say that your presentation on the state of the library was excellent. And I'm glad that you shared the PowerPoint slides, because I think, you know, it doesn't have your narrative, but at least it has.
It was long. You don't want to say
no, but it was a very, very good presentation.
It was. Yeah, it was excellent.
I learned
really
a lot.
I'm really glad I went. Yeah. I appreciate being invited.
Uh-huh. I do too.
I think it's really wonderful for the staff to see you there, honestly. I know it's a work day, so many of you can't make it, but it really is supportive of the boards to be there and say that the library is doing well. And,
mm-hmm.
And it was just actually, when I first came, I think the staff was a little traumatized by everything that's gone on in the last 5 years. One of the sort of sad statistics in the report was our staff is down 37% over the last 10 years. And I know that lots of government entities took major cuts during that time period, but you can see what, you can imagine what a disheartening effect that has.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just really interesting that it allowed the staff to sort of process the present state of things. But also I think it gave them some opportunity to think about their future, and I was really excited because I felt that they were looking forward, mm-hmm. and that's really what we need to do. Measure Us gives us so many opportunities, and I kind of don't want to get too stuck in what went wrong when, because we've got a lot of work on our plate. So I ended up thinking it was a great day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The past really wasn't a part of the day at all.
Right. But I think the staff really felt like they had been heard.
Well, it was acknowledged.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. And you really summarized a lot of what you had been hearing, and I think that was important for them.
So so I actually feel like we're really poised to do some really great things.
Mm-hmm. Then I guess we should move on to our topic of general business.
What happens next?
Item 7, the strategic planning process.
Janice. And I have to welcome Janice. Janice is coming off a vacation in Ireland and leaving for her daughter's wedding.
Oh.
So I'm sort of here. Sorry. But staff day really was a wonderful day. I have talked to you before about our process for the strategic plan involving one-to-one conversations with people in the community, talking to people both that are library users and people who are not. And he's talking about what is important to them in the community, what the challenges are, and then how they see the public library fitting into those.
The library closes in 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. If you need your library card, please go to the service desk now. The restroom will be locked 5 minutes before closing. If you need a fresh book and copy, please go.
It's always longer than I think. We, as you might remember the last time we spoke, we had 17 members of the library staff who were willing to go out and initiate some of these conversations that we talked about, and several of you have conducted conversations. We got a chance at staff day to hear what people's experiences were. Martha served on a panel along with library staff members and really just talked about specific conversations they had had and what they had learned. It was all extremely positive. The other interesting thing was they all talked to very different mm-hmm. kinds of people. And that is one thing we want to do. And we want to be sure to talk to people who are not currently using the library, and we're working really hard to do that. So we had a chance to hear how the conversations were going, and the staff, the whole staff, got a chance to hear. And we invited them, if they would also like to have conversations with people, to do that. So we gave them a chance to practice, and we gave them a chance to think about the process, and we have sent them out into the world. In the meantime, our webmaster, Ann Young, has come up with a way of basically using a SurveyMonkey kind of model so that we can input the information that's learned in each conversation, and that will print out into a spreadsheet so we will be able to look at it and compare. I wanted to check in with Ann today to see how many conversations we've already put into the system, but she's at a conference in Monterey, internet librarian, and she wasn't available, so I can't give you that information, but I'll find out. I'll just get an idea of how many conversations are going in. Just from talking to the staff, I can tell that it's quite a number, and everyone who's doing it is talking to more than one person, so we are going to get a really large group of people having a chance to talk to us, and we're going to continue to look at it to be sure that we don't have gaps in the kinds of people in the community that we talked to, that everybody has had a voice and a chance to be represented. And in that line, in addition to this process, we're also starting the community meetings. We're having community meetings, and there will be one at every branch, and there will be an opportunity for people who have not engaged in a conversation with either you or a staff member to have a chance to weigh in on how they feel about the next 3 years for the public library. And even beyond that, even though what we really want is a one-to-one kind of connection, we do have a SurveyMonkey vehicle available to staff, so people who are not going to a community meeting, didn't get to have a conversation, still get to weigh in. You can either do it online, or there's hard copy available at the branches. So we're doing our very best to make sure we hear from everybody who has something to say, and maybe people who don't know they have something to say, but we're trying to get a hold of them.
I have a question about the individual conversations. I did one before I left town, and I'm planning to do some more.
Yeah.
What is the best way to get you the content of
the best way is if you can just either electronically or even paper copy, if you can get me those responses, then we are going to put the information into the database so everything will be there.
I apologize, it's on our intranet, so
we can't
get in. So you can't get in, but we'll have
but
someone
we will,
to enter
just,
it.
So if you have the conversations, that's the important work, and we will take care of it.
So and what do we send it to?
Get it to me.
Or me, if it's in the next week. So
well, yeah. I won't be gone that long.
Did you have the demographics on our interviews, too? Because
there's a
space on it.
There's a question at the very end. Participant demographic right at the very end.
Oh, okay.
But it's sort of your description.
Yes,
you know?
We went age.
Yeah. They can self identify.
So I have tended not to, because I want to be respectful of people's willingness to give us information. So I tend to fill it out based upon what they say. So if they say, I'm a retired or I'm a parent, that's the kind of thing I fill out, rather than just straight observation.
Okay.
In my experience, we've been able to do that.
And yeah, they tend to be pretty revealing.
Yeah, and they tend to once they establish a level of trust.
Well, and I always made it clear that it was confidential. I mean, what their name was.
Exactly.
More comfortable.
So we're going to take the time between now and November 10th to have the community meetings, have the conversations, and collect the data from those conversations and from the written and online surveys. The last community meeting is November 10th, but we've asked the staff and We ask you if you're doing any more conversations. Some good guidelines for you is if you can maybe have your conversations by November 1st, but at least get the data to us by November 10th, then we can get it entered and then it will be included. And do let me know if those deadlines are difficult or if you have somebody you just really want to talk to and doesn't fit in, we can make arrangements.
So. I have a question. The community meetings, mm-hmm. you know, you must have a different structure for those. I mean, the conversations are very one-on-one.
Yeah, and we're going to take that idea of the conversations and then work with it in a group, mm-hmm. in a group dialogue, mm-hmm. a group, whatever you call it, when many people are talking, right. group dialogue.
I think the basic questions, though, what are the community strengths? Mm-hmm. What are the community challenges? And what could the library?
And where could the library fit in?
Are there going to be the basic series? Mm-hmm. We're still chatting about it. But if the group is big, we'll probably split up.
Small group.
Yeah.
And if if it's small, we'll run it as a.
Yeah, we would be prepared to go whatever direction makes sense. And some things are already popping up. One of the things that's already popping up is, to just give you an example, there is interest in co-working spaces in the public libraries and has come up several times from several different people in several different conversations. So we are beginning to see certain things being repeated, and so that's going to be something really important for us to consider as we go forward. So right now, you have on page 6 of your agenda, you'll see what our timeline is, and we are on target there. We're doing a little bit of analysis as we go, but the heavy duty stuff is going to start at the end of the month, and then we're going to start the writing work and the running. We'll run things by people, we'll write some more, we'll do all the things that are necessary to create a document, and we right now are confident that we can have that document in January, because that's our goal, and I think we can really do it. Do you have any questions about this? I can't answer the questions about Susan's presentation, but she can. But I can answer questions about
that. And also just curious, if you've had an interesting experience.
Yeah, I just talked to people in the neighborhood and started chatting with them. So it's been very interesting. I kept the hardest one I had was trying to figure out this one. I said, "Well, tell me a little bit about the library story." And she goes, "Like maybe when you were small or whatever." She said, "What I can tell you is that I like to go to the library with my kids because I say, 'Yes, take anything you want. Take this, take that.'" She said, "It's the only place I can walk in where they can have anything they want." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Hours.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've got a couple toddler parties coming up.
That's a great idea.
I did have a question. If we're publicizing the Libo community meeting in like Spanish on the flyer, will there be a Spanish speaker present?
Yes, there is going to be in Libo. We will be able to have a native Spanish speaker who can actually translate as he goes, because that's a very special skill. Not everybody can do that.
Right.
But he is going to be available there. And we do have the flyer in Spanish as well as English, and we are letting people know that he will be there and that will be available.
It'll be interesting because you've got the meeting scheduled some afternoon, some weekend, so it'll be interesting mm-hmm. to see.
That part is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've done 4 interviews, and one of the things that I have very different demographics across them, but all 4 knew that we were going to talk about the library. And so they were surprised when I turned to Santa Cruz, you know, and what are the
things about Santa Cruz?
Yeah, and it's like sort of like, well, I thought we were going to talk about the library. And but nobody objected. They love to talk about, especially the challenges.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
Yeah, right. And But then when the next question, which is, you know, what could the library do with these challenges, they were sort of almost, all of them were sort of like, oh, I hadn't really thought of the library in that context. Especially since we start by talking about your library story, and they're all very traditional. Mm-hmm. And then when you say, well, now we've talked about all these problems that are going on in the community, where could the library be in that? It was sort of like, oh, hadn't really thought about that. And so it did sort of cause a pause, and then some, you know, I sort of thought, well, should they have known that was coming, they could have had a little time to think about it. Because then it becomes very, you know, off the top of your head. But it was very interesting that, and they didn't seem to think that the library shouldn't be in that space, or that the library, it wasn't appropriate, or that they would lose something. You know, they optimistically think libraries can do everything, obviously. but that it will be a challenge for us going forward, because we have certain mission that we...
I think, though, what Janice is teaching me is that that's deliberate. Mm-hmm. And it really is trying to lead them down the path of thinking about the library in some non-traditional way.
I thought it was great. It made for a much more interesting conversation.
And a very frequent response has been to that when they start mulling that over. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking some time to think about something that's never really crossed your mind before. They are... coming to the importance of the public library as a forum. Uh-huh. And exactly. That is something we can absolutely do and do more of. And so when they start thinking about it, they think, well, you could have everybody come, you know, and we could hear both sides. Uh-huh. A lot of staff are telling me that people are interested in coming someplace where they hear both sides in an issue. And so something may develop out of that. That turns out to be something that has come up a lot.
I've also been pleased because so commonly people say transportation is a problem, and I was really struggling with, you know, where's the library space on the transportation issue? But people have come up with really creative things. Because it kind of puts them in the place where they have to figure out what's the library going to do about transportation. And I've heard everything from... you know, we need more downloadable audiobooks. Two, we actually need to do more of our services and programs in the farther reaches of the county so that people don't have to drive into Santa Cruz to get everything. And I think both are actually really interesting responses to that issue. So I feel like I'm learning a ton.
Yeah, I do too. And I've lived here for a while, and I feel like so it's good. The one other thing that I wanted to be sure to say before I move on is following up what Susan said about the feeling at Staff Day, and the three of you can tell me if you felt this way too. I am just so pleased at the enthusiasm of the staff for this process and how excited they were to have conversations and how excited they were to go forward and be part of the solution. And that is such a good feeling. You were all there, and the three of you were there. I mean, that's what it felt like to me. And that's gigantic. It's huge. There's no big word. But so that makes me particularly hopeful, because it's like I can see them being, it's not that they never were either, I'm not saying that, but I can see them being real library advocates. I can see it happening right in front of me. And I like that a lot. So we could feel it. Along with getting this information and asking the questions, we have been looking at the previous strategic plan. There was a lot of effort put into that. Several of you were part of that when we put that strategic plan together. And in looking it over, we found a lot that we liked and a lot we wanted to keep and a little bit that we wanted to revise. And so if I can refer you to page 7, when we looked at the purpose, vision, mission statements in the plan for 2010-2015, we, based on our experience, want to make the following suggestion that we, as Susan said in her report, retire the purpose statement and make Connect, Inspire, Inform our mission statement, keep our vision statement, transform lives and strengthen communities, and maybe retire that longer mission statement that we had. And the reason for that is because I get to work with the marketing team all the time, and I can tell you that individuals, journalists, anybody that I talk to, when I use those phrases, connect, inspire, inform, and transform lives and strengthen communities, they immediately understand what I'm talking about, and they like that. And it is absolutely true that we have, you know, certainly branded several things that we have with connect, inspire, inform, so we didn't really want to lose that for that reason, but more important, because people really identify with it and understand it. So our proposal is that, and just to repeat it again, that connect, inspire, inform would become the mission statement, the vision statement would remain the same, and then that old mission statement would be dropped and we would not have a purpose statement. So we wanted to see what you felt about that so we could keep things that we're working on and go forward.
Works for me.
I think it's a great idea. I think people can't, maybe it's just the age we're living in, but more and more you're just saying single words to describe something. It's quick, it's easy, it gets to the point, and then you move on. And I think anything longer than single words kind of gets lost. But I like that.
And people do understand these.
And in fact, you know, when I think about the conversations I've had, this is those are exactly what people are talking about in the conversations.
Yes.
If anything, we've been, I don't want to say too passive, but a lot of the people I talked to didn't know a lot of the things we're doing. And
we have learned that.
Yeah, and you know, so the simpler we keep the message, I mean, that then that would really help in these conversations too, to point out.
It helps us focus in the future, because we've certainly been learning. You know, people kept in staff day, people kept using the word trumpet. We don't trumpet ourselves enough, and that's really what it is. And so these will allow our trumpet to have the same melody. So, Susan, I don't know, do we need a vote for this?
I'm trying to figure my way on a strategic plan between the JPA and this group. And one of the things I sat down with Jamie and said, is this the library's plan? Is it the JPA's plan? Is it the LAC's plan? And he said, ultimately, I think that Jamie thinks that the JPA needs to endorse it, and that the LAC needs to help write it. So you need to own it, endorse it first, send it to them. And so I view this as sort of a final document as a collaboration between the library and the LAC, which we then move forward. So ultimately, I don't think we have to do it today. Maybe we do it as part of the final document, but I've seen people get really caught up in mission and vision, and maybe you want to think about it for a month. I think the other thing I want to say is I think each and every one of these words, very few words, actually have meaning for the staff as well. And so I think that's important. I also want to say, Nancy, you said these words today in the Felton meeting. And so it's the kind of language that people know, understand, and memorize, which to me is a good sign. But and I know we're throwing a big ask at you.
Well,
ultimately, I think you need to endorse on mission and vision statement.
Would any members of the public like to comment on this item? Seeing none, I forgot last time.
I would just like to comment briefly. I think that it's just so much more forward-thinking than a long statement. It's more time-consuming. Right. It goes with what iterations that this entity will continue to evolve through. I think it's just...
Thank you. Yeah, I agree totally.
And were any of you there when it was created?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nancy and I were.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming a ton of work went into it.
Yeah, a ton of work.
Yep. There were community members involved as well as obviously library staff and some board members.
And I just have to say when I came aboard, I liked that those two pieces immediately. The vision or the mission statement, I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're hard to write. And I've noticed that other mission statements, you look at them a few years later and you think, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's quite right.
It makes sense at the time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, all of the...
It happens a lot.
All of the content in the mission statement...
is relevant.
Is relevant, but it's going to probably be taken up in the body of the strategic plan.
Yes.
So it doesn't get lost.
And I like Deb's reminder that it allows us to have a future without when we can't define it.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to skip 70, so next time I'll give you...
I have one more question about what you were talking about, Susan, on the... So, as the staff, I mean, this is sort of the first step, but as the staff, distills all this information and works on a draft of something, which I know is not going to be lengthy, we're going to be partners with you.
Meeting again on November 14th, and our hope is to do a data dump on the end of November 10th, okay?
Yeah.
So the data dump will be available to you if you're interested. But at that point, we're going to still be on, it's probably going to be 100 pages if not longer. Mm-hmm. My suggestion, though, is if individuals are interested, what we need to do, and we have a strategic planning committee internally, what we need to do is identify themes, and this is an artistic process, not a scientific process. And if people, I would love for people on this group to be willing and say, read it and say, here's the themes that I got out.
Yeah, it would really help us.
I think you'd also learn a lot.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, I would as well.
Right. I'll say that one of the things we're looking at is doing sort of unique programming at each library. So I would say a secondary question is some guidance as to what the unique characteristics are of communities. So that will help us guide potentially those unique programs we serve.
So sideline, we are putting the community meetings on the receipts for the book sale this weekend. So we thought that'd be a good way to advertise.
What a great idea.
That was a great idea.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you have it. So we have 4 or 5 other people coming through there, so it should help.
Library.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful time at the library.
I will. He's a nice guy.
But it's her only.
On the way, on the trail, yeah.
Both. Yeah. Yeah. No pressure.
Next item is the board meeting calendar. Can you remind me if we've set a recurring meeting date, which I always forget?
We did, I think, at the last meeting. Because of the holidays, we kind of decided the calendar out, but I don't...
I thought we had a calendar included in the packet. I'm not seeing it.
The next meeting is under the adjournment, which is November the 14th at 6:30.
Right. But I thought you had put together a year-long calendar.
December 12th.
December 12th.
So what I think I'll do is send...
I'll send out a year-long calendar for 2017. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was the goal of the agenda.
Yeah.
And the November meeting is here again, correct?
Because, right, because we couldn't meet at Scotts Valley this month. And then,
so it is here. November 14th. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Great.